Joining us today are Jenna and Martin on your 1 year anniversary of being on KAXE KBXE.
That's right.
Thank you for having us back.
It just turned out like that.
I'm glad it turned out like that. So what have you been up to?
Well, last time we were here, Martin, you had just released your album.
That's right.
And that's this one right here, The Tales from the Outer Country. Tell me about that again.
Well, Tales from the Outer Country is a record I made. I kind of made it in my home studio and wrote all the songs, played all the instruments, produced it, mastered it, did the illustration for the front. It's a completely do-it-myself project.
That's good.
So, in doing so, I actually got quite a bit of work, and a lot of people wanted me to make their records for them.
Oh.
So,
yep.
So then we started working on Jenna's record, and this time around we have Jenna's, which is called Working Woman.
Yep.
And Jenna, you had an album out before last year?
No, this is the first one.
Oh, this is the first one? Yep. I thought we had something else from you. What else did we have?
Well, I think maybe I sent you a few like singles.
Okay, so this is your first album then. That's great. Yep. I love the cover on here. Is that you?
Yep, that's me, a cartoon version, and our dog, Roy.
That is so great. You look like Wonder Woman.
Yes, that's what I was going for.
The dog, Roy, looks like Roy, so that's excellent. It's a really fun album cover, and it's called Working Woman. Tell us how that was to put that together.
Yeah, so, we actually recorded a lot of it here in Minnesota off of Tame Fish Lake in Deerwood. And, on the way up, we were writing down all the songs, and I had this idea of doing the Working Woman album, and I realized how many songs I had talking about work. So that's what it turned into. Also, Martin covers the song Working Man Blues by Merle Haggard.
Nice. And who doesn't?
Yes.
Yes, and I kept saying, I'm going to write a Working Woman song, and finally did. So I dedicated the whole album to my mom, and we'll play that song in a little bit. You'll see why. A lot of the old country songs, like Tammy Wynette, Love Loretta Lynn, a lot of their songs talk about staying home and being a housewife. So I thought this was really fitting for the times of, women are out there working hard, same as men now. So it's just a different, it's country music, but talking about today's working woman in America.
Yeah, great. And we'll hear that Working Woman song, the title track, in just a bit. But what are we going to hear first?
So to celebrate my anniversary of my album, I released a music video for my song Angels Among Us, and I, just thought which song I really wanted people to hear, that if they hadn't heard the album, it might make them go and listen to it, and I picked Angels Among Us. So you can find that music video up on YouTube on our website, and there
Great.
It is.
All right.
Fly. There that's next door to a church that stands on the last plot in town. The echoed exclamation of a voice tells the broken they can be found. No need to search beyond your sight to see the halo on the
That's Jenna and Martin playing together, a song off Jenna Ray's new album, Workin' Woman. Is it a year? Did you say it's a year in the works already? So just after you left here last year, must have been working on it at that point. That's awesome song. Where when you're reaching out to find songs, where are you looking?
Well, you know, with that song, it kind of just came to me. I normally kind of, the chorus and the melody and the idea for this song kind of all comes together, and then I work on the verses. And a lot of times, you know, with my songs, I take them to Martin, and on that song, actually, the sped up part, he came up with that part, and we went with it, so.
And also, I do remember when you asked me for help, because I don't help you with songs until you ask me for help, but if you do come to me for help, I try and picture a place, and what the place of that song is the church that Jenna's great-grandpa built. We were kind of writing that song about that church, and
yeah,
so that's what we always think of.
And so the music video, I recorded it at the church, and it turned out really beautiful. It's an old building that, you know, my family's been there for years, so it was really special for me to get to record it. And it's a very small church, so sometimes I wonder how much longer it'll be around. So I'm really glad to have that as a piece of history for myself and for everybody. So
yeah, and I haven't seen the video yet, so did you involve people from the church in it at all?
No, it was kind of
they just gave her the keys, I
think.
Nice.
Nope, it's just me. Roy has one section that he's in.
Well, that's fun. I would guess that the people of that church probably really enjoy seeing that video and seeing their church, and that's pretty fun. So tell us about this next song you're going to play. Or are we going to play off your album again?
Yeah, let's play. Okay, so we were living on Jenna's grandma's farm on a bus that we were converting so this is what we consider a bus song.
So
we wrote it while we were living on a bus.
Now you said it's coming back to me. Last year you didn't have the bus here because you were either working on it or.
Yeah.
So have you been living on that bus?
Well, we got a place more near to Kansas City about 9 months ago, or about a year ago.
Yeah, we lived in the bus for about a year, and that was out with my grandma.
Wow.
Peculiar. So that was really fun, and now we're kind of going the route with our studio, with, you know, with Martin releasing his record and people wanting to start recording Little House and a studio in Kansas City. So we're hoping to take the bus on another good tour once we release our next album.
Right.
So, and our next record actually is pretty much all bus songs. It's all songs that we were, and it's our first record that we'll be releasing as Jenna and Martin. So, I don't know if we can say the name of the record. Can we say the name of the record? Yeah. Just announce it? All right, why don't you announce? We're going to announce the name
yeah,
of the record
so
right now.
We're calling our first full-length album Cosmic Western Duets.
Nice.
So it's just, you know, we've written a lot of songs together, but we decided these 12 fit together nicely and kind of showcases what we've been doing and what we've been writing over the past several years. So
we're working on it, and we're going to try and have it out in November.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to that. And the name of this song again?
Called The Wild Side.
The Wild Side by Jenna and Martin on Center Stage, Minnesota.
I'm camping on the wild side of heaven, where the sinners and the hypocrites stay. When the wind passes by and wipes the dirt from our eyes, we know we've got us a place to stay. It's prettier than any old postcard, the kind you may find it.
You're listening to Jenna and Martin on Center Stage, Minnesota, 91.7 KAXE, 90.5 KBXE. We are Northern Community Radio. The Wild Side of Heaven is the name of that song. Is
that
right?
That's right. And we just announced the name of our record.
Which is Cosmic Western Duets.
That's right.
Very exciting. So when you have that's two songs in a row now that have a spiritual element in there. Is that a pretty common part of your music?
Yeah. I would say that's kind of our cosmic element. We like to include you know, a lot of spiritual things.
And, you know, like country and bluegrass music is firmly, you know, has deep roots in gospel and the blues. So, you know, it's kind of wide ranging, but definitely has that spirit behind it.
Yeah.
We want, you know, people at our shows to, like, feel something.
Have an experience.
From our music.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that, hoping the whole audience kind of has this experience together with you, and that's pretty great.
Yeah.
So tell me about, was the line, the bird with one wing wants to remind you that you still can fly? Is that what it was? Something like that?
Yeah. Only one wing, yet the birdie still sings.
That's so great.
I always try not to cry when I'm singing that part.
That's so great. I don't want to take away from you guys because I love listening to you and I love what you do, but it's pretty exciting that you're going to be at the 10th Annual Labor of Love Music Festival on the same stage, followed by, I'm sure, Trampled by Turtles. How did that come about?
Yeah.
Well, we knew some people that were involved in putting on the festival. Mark Mullins does a lot for that festival, Just Live, and it's a suicide prevention and awareness festival. And they've just been, they do bike rides every year, and they're just do a lot of events that help raise money for that kind of thing. So we definitely said yes when they asked us to do it. And then when we heard that Trampled by Turtles was playing, we said, oh, yes.
Yeah, this will be our biggest.
And it's cool. It's
the biggest band we've played with, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, and they're all Minnesota bands, too.
And it's great. It's cool. I would have thought it was Just Live, so I'm glad you explained that to me. Just Live would be a festival circuit, you know.
That's
And actually at the end, we all come out and play a song together with Trampled by Turtles. So.
Wow, that's great.
Cool.
So that's 2 weeks in a row I've had someone that's playing with Trampled by Turtles.
Really?
So it's good to have them out and about on tour again.
Yeah.
That's on September 1st, it looks like. It's a Sunday. It's at noon, and it is in Wisconsin. New Munster, that's right. Munster like the Munsters, New Munster, Wisconsin. So look it up on the web and get yourself over there on September. It's a Sunday, so you can get over there and get back to your work on Monday. So that'll be great. And it'd be so fun to hear you on that stage. So I look forward to that.
And if you want more information on that, it's Just Live Inc. on Facebook.
Yeah, and you guys are playing at the Cuyuna Brewing Company in Crosby coming up tomorrow, right?
That's right.
And then Sunday you're at Rutgers Bay Lake Golf Club in Deerwood.
Yep.
So that's fun. And you've got a new album coming out hopefully in November. So that will be, guys are busy.
We're sticking to plan, too.
All right. Well, I wish you the best on that because I know how that goes. It doesn't always go according to plan, but that's all right. We'll hope it goes for the best. Well, thank you guys for being here today. I wish you well on your travels around and those upcoming concerts. I hope people will come out and see you. It's great to have you come in. I'm glad you contacted me so you could see you again.
We'll be back.
Great.
Okay, thank you so much for having us.
All right. We're going to go out on this song, Working Woman. We talked about it a little bit. Do you have anything else to add about the song? It's dedicated to, did you say your mom?
Yep. Dedicated to my mom. You'll see why when you hear the song.
Do we have any special guests on this one, too?
This has Chad Graves on dobro and Martin on everything else except for acoustic guitar and vocals. Martin recorded
Chad Graves is the special guest.
And you can find it also. Our website is jennamartinduo.com. We got all of our music on there on Spotify and everything. So find us, join our email list. We just got that set up this week. So hope you enjoy the music.
Yeah, that's great. And we hope people will do that. It's you guys come up first when you type Jenna and Martin.
Good.
So Google knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Have you guys first. So, all right, so this is the song, the title song of Jenna Ray's new album called Working Woman on Center Stage, Minnesota.
Monday morning, back to the grind.